Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Water is essential to life, and at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
WRCO. Got a good match here going at 157 pounds with Wyatt Nachreiner, Ryder Zan Davis to Fenimore. We're in the first period of overtime, 3-3, and Wyatt's in on a single leg, just not able to quite finish here. As Ryder's trying to come around, but Wyatt is hanging on that ankle for dear life here. There is a potentially dangerous. He got a break there, 22 seconds, 18 seconds to go here. Had a good match there at the end of that third period as Wyatt gave up the takedown, but came back, got the reversal to tie it up here. So we're in the first period of overtime, 3-3. Both guys are on their feet. First period, first point scored, wins. Good action here, boys and girls. This good match. Wyatt doing a good job. That was checked by. He's going to give him the takedown. What a way to end the match here. Doesn't seem to be any disagreement from the Fenimore coaching staff. Wyatt's going to get the takedown right at the end of that first overtime period to take a victory. 6-3. Congratulations, Wyatt. Good match.
That is a semifinal at 157 pounds. Top-seeded Wyatt Nachreiner over fourth-seeded Ryder Zan Savage. A match went into a sudden victory, and it belongs to Nachreiner at 6-3. He'll go to the finals against either Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland or Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien. Do we have a final on that one, 157?
I don't think so. I do not.
Okay, I'll find it for you if you've got something to pick up on here.
Yeah, we got Max Giroux of River Valley. He's our local kid. We'll keep an eye out. He's in a consolation battle right now, 9-2. He's leading Ryan Best, the sophomore of Lancaster. 30 seconds to go in the second period. Now you get two more up, 11-2. We'll stay right here with this match as Max Giroux has built himself a 9-point lead here, but now he gets reversed. Can't give up near fall here. You got to fight through that. Work back to your belly. 11-4. Now he's hanging on here to get to the end of the period, but he's not going to give up near fall. Gave up the reversal, got to 11-4, but he still holds 7-point lead to go into the third period. 138-pound consolation match. Back to the center as they go as Max will get set in the middle. He's in the down position. Brian Best of Lancaster covers. His tight waist ride as Max maintains his base. I worked up to his feet. Looks up and is looking to get himself some points here as he draped over the top of Best. Best is hanging on to those right behind the knees. He clamped right behind the knees. As Max is kind of retreating there, trying to stay out of a pinning position here, as it looks to me like Best is trying to get in a cradle that he's got locked up. A 7-point lead here, Max. You got to fight through this. Break them hands. Best is not in the best position with a cradle. He's in control, but it's not the best cradle in the world. There, nice job, Max. He's able to roll through out on top. Goes right to a cross face. Got the reversal, getting near fall, under a minute to go. He's in position. He's looking over here right at his coaches. Not the ones on the chair, though, the ones behind the score table. And he's going to get the pin, it looks like. Yep. So a pin for Max to roll in 5-16. So a good victory for Max.
And Brian Best would beg to differ with you. That was the best cradle. He just wasn't able to hang on to it. So Giroux's day continues. He is one match away from wrestling for seventh place. His next opponent is from Fenimore. I've got the name down there correctly. Swatik? I don't have the name down there correctly. His next opponent is Bedward from Iowa Grand Highlands. So good thing I corrected that. Well, it's been a busy day here at Prairie du Chien High School. Check team scores for you before we send it away. Whatever team scores I was looking at earlier changed drastically, and I'm not sure why. What I was reading, but the team scores right now find Fenimore in first place by 10 over Mineral Point. Iowa Grant Highland is 10 points further back, so 20 points separating the top three teams. Prairie du Chien is in fourth and Dodgeville fifth at the moment. Belmont Platteville in sixth, Riverdale a close seventh, then Darlington Blackhawk, Richland Center, Lancaster, River Valley, and Boscobel-Wazika-Steuben. Again, Boscobel-Wazika-Steuben has just five wrestlers here today. Riverdale has only six, and River Valley seven, as both of those teams missing some key ingredients to their lineups. For River Valley, Riverdale, the McGuire brothers, and Talon Childs. For River Valley, Noah Radke is hoping to be back for the regional next weekend. We're getting close to the time, David, where we need to send it away and see what's happening, because the finals have already begun at Royal High School in the annual Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. So why don't we do that? We'll send it away at this time. Phil Nee and Hank Gray are standing by. For David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining. We'll come back here at the first opportunity. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Welcome back to Royal High School. I'm Phil Lee, joined by Henry Bray. We're into our finals and semifinals. Wrestlebacks to third and Wrestlebacks to five. And right now the third place match is going on between Travis Hofmeister of Royal, Hunter Moe Ithaca Weston. Henry, Hunter has a nice lead.
Yes, he does. And he just got to continue to wrestle, not to protect it. So, you know, some of these kids have just try to just maintain the lead and they get in trouble. So
we've seen that a few times.
Yes, we have. And we almost saw it earlier. A kid was down 14-2 and almost got beat.
Yep. We'll recap that one in just a little bit here. We're at 132, 7-0 lead in the third place match for Hunter Moe against Travis Hofmeister. The first place match, Caden Mickelson of Gashton is wrestling Kasten Gazda of Brookwood. And the fifth place match, Alec Mulholland of North Crawford Seneca is battling against his opponent. That is Luca Appleby of Kickapoo Lafarge. And that match happening on the fifth place match.
Yes.
6-2 lead.
6-2 lead. Looks like Kickapoo Lafarge.
Yep. All right. Hunter Moe standing up on the near side. We're in the second period. Again, a 7-0 lead. And he is looking for the takedown. If he can pop down that head, he will.
There it goes.
And he adds to his total. So Hunter Moe, and he's looking for more. He's got 36 seconds. And a little bit too much angle on the arm. They're going to call potentially dangerous, so they'll go back to the center of the mat. As it stands, a 9-0 lead for Ithaca Weston. We'll get you team scores as well. It could be a memorable day for DeSoto, or will it be Royal protecting their home mats here
right
today?
Yeah. It is a close one.
I bet it is. We'll get you that in a moment here. Standing up is the opponent, Hofmeister, and Mo trying to break him down. They're out of bounds, and they'll be back to the center of the mat. 26 seconds remaining here in the period. Finals underway, and wrestle-back matches here at Ithaca Weston. They've done pretty well. We'll get to their team score in a little bit, but for the wrestlers that they have scored well today. And matches like this for consolation certainly are very important as well. Mo's going to let his opponent go for an escape. So Hofmeister is on the board. It is 9-1. Down to 14 seconds remaining in the period. Hofmeister coming in strong, and he's going to get a takedown for three. So that'll make it a 9-4 match. And hold on, that'll be the end of the second period. So we should have a good third period coming up here at 132 pounds. And you mentioned that match where there was almost a comeback. That was Ronan Culver of Kickapoo Lafarge. He was down in that match.
Yes, he was, yes.
And nearly scored a
And it was close.
Yeah.
It was really, really close.
Right at the end of the period. But Kanoa Rogers takes out for third place with a 14-9 victory for third place in 126-pound action just completed. Third period is underway, 9-4. Hunter Moe, Travis Hofmeister locked up head and shoulders here as they wrestle. And it's going to be for the sparring on the far side. Moe slips in for the single leg. and breaks away. Can't get it. They're going to stand up again, locked up, head and shoulders, and they are out of bounds against the wall. Three mats here at Royal. We've got mats going up the wall as well to protect you if you go out of bounds there.
That would be for me and you over there, Phil.
Yeah, so we don't hit the wall. I've hit a wall many times in the day. Action continues again. Wrestlers on their feet. Going for third place at 132 pounds. A stalling warning on Green. That would be Hoffmeister. As they go out of bounds on the near side, they're back to the center of the mat. Lots of cheering in the championship match. That's Mickelson and Gazda going head-to-head. Mickelson of Cashton. Looks like a headgear problem as well. So they'll get that fixed. Wrestling resumes here for third place. We're down to a minute five. Hunter Moe trying to finish strong here during his Ridgeland Valley Conference season. Tries a throw and nearly had his opponent on his back, and they're going to go out of bounds. Back to the center of the mat with 55 seconds remaining. There's also some injury time in the fifth place bout, it looks like.
They are. There's some looking at his head.
And this
young
one,
man from North Crawford.
And there's some blood time in Hunter Moe and Travis Hoffmeister's match, so there's some stoppage there. The championship bout, 12-4. Mickelson in control of that one, trying to win a Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Championship. They're actually asking for the trainer as well, coming over for the third place mat, so hopefully everything is all right. Going to help with a little blood time, I think, is all. We've seen a little bit of that today.
Not as much as I thought we were, but
this time of year, and the dry air and everything,
yeah, so
a little bit of problems there. Talked about in the coaches meeting about next year. They're going to be voting real soon about what to do with wrestling next year in February. Trying to make it a super February, and from what I understand, we'll talk about that a little bit. Back to the championship bout. It was just about out of position for Mickelson. He almost got himself in some trouble leading this match 12-4. Now he comes out around, gets the legs in, hooks the legs. Gazda Brookwood briefly was looking at the lights. He'll get back to his base and now locking in the legs again. Mickelson trying to turn him using leverage. And Gazda trying to keep his near shoulder off the mat. Far shoulder is on the mat. So Mickelson right now scoring near fall. It looks like you haven't seen the signal, but I'm thinking four near fall points. Fifth place bout is coming to an end as well.
Cashton Gazda actually was a runner-up last year from Brooklyn.
Was he?
Yeah.
So looks like North Crawford Seneca gets the win in that one. 15, I think they erased it. 13-4.
Yeah, they erased it fast, didn't they?
This match is now over, and the win for Mickelson of Cashton. That one is 16-4. Mickelson gets the championship here at 132 pounds. Back to action at the third place bout after some extended blood time. It's 9-4. Hunter Moe leading against Travis Hoffmeister for third place. And they're close to going out of bounds, although Hunter still has his toes in bounds.
And just now, barely hanging on.
He was hanging on. He was trying to make something happen. We're down to 23 seconds. Back to the center of the mat. Third place. Alec Mulholland takes fifth. That one just completed. Mickelson is first. Who will win third? Down to 17 seconds. Hunter Moe in the center of the mat. Grabs a wrist on the near side. Hoffmeister needs to go for broke. He leans in, tries a throw, and they're out of bounds. Almost to the gym floor. He went a long way on that roll.
I'll tell you what, when they throw, though, they throw, don't they?
5 seconds remaining. They do. Here we go. Hunter Moe backs away and will give up a point as he backs away. That'll be now 3 seconds remaining. It's a three-point match, 9-6. Whistle starts him. Hoffmeister trying to throw. Won't get it, and that'll do it. Hunter Moe hangs on for a 9-6 win and takes third place for Ithaca Weston. Congratulations to him. So now let's go to those team points, Henry Bell.
I'm going to refresh it for us. All right, buddy. DeSoto's still in first place by 9 points. They have 181 points, followed by Royal Waniwok at 172 each. All right, Ithaca Weston at 114 points. And Brookwood follows in at 72, followed by Kickapoo Lafarge at 65, North Crawford. Pecatonica in 57.5, Cashton at 53.5, and River Ridge at 44.5, followed by Hillsboro at 39, and New Lisbon at 28.
All right, thank you very much. And if DeSoto hangs on to win here, Troy Clary was giving me some stats. It's been a long time. They won the Scenic Central in 1979, the Ridge and Valley in 1985. They've been dual meet champs, but Troy didn't think that they had been a champion of this tournament. They were runners-up in 2009, 10, 11, and 12.
Oh.
So DeSoto is looking to do something they haven't done for a while, maybe if ever in this tournament.
And you know what? To me, if always a good little local team wins it. You know, DeSoto's in the Ridge and Valley. So
Ridge and Valley team, but absolutely. We see them a lot during the year in competition. Back to 106, Dalton Lean of New Lisbon is the champion after a 1:11 pin over Haley Yatkin of DeSoto, and Keaton Brown of Royal is the third-place wrestler. At 113, Jaron Grimsled of North Crawford Seneca grabs a 9-3 victory over Brendan Rick of Royal, who finishes second. And congratulations to Ithaca Weston's Carrick Thompson, who finishes third at 113. 3:36 fall over Doyle Prentice of DeSoto. Cashton's Cyprian Klein scores a pin to take fifth place over Michael Gadluski of Brookwood. Then at 120, Aiden Grunenfelder with a 1:45 fall over Gavin Wilkins of North Crawford Seneca. Dom Torgerson is the third-place finisher for Kickaboo Lafarge after an 11-3 win over his opponent Marks of Hillsboro, and Hayden McDowell accepts a forfeit to take fifth place. And at 126, Lucas Orloff, the champion, with a 20-3, 2:55 technical fall over Parker Milsna of Cashton, and Kenoa Rogers takes a 14-9 win over Ronan Culver of Kickaboo Lafarge, who finishes fourth. And Easton Wopat, after a 12-9 victory against Logan Gajewski of Hillsboro, finishes fifth place. And just completed again, Caden Mickelson, a champion at 132. It's Kasten Gazda of Brookwood finishing second. Hunter Mo Ithaca Weston third. And Travis Hoffmeister fourth. Alec Mulholland of North Crawford Seneca is the fifth place wrestler. And we're at 138.
138, I got Powell. I got Drew Powell from Brookwood at 31-7 for the year, taking on Mr. Landon Sanders from DeSoto, who is 28-17. So Brookwood right now in control at 10-1.
Oh, they are. Off to a good start there. Drew Powell, a junior. Wanted to also mention, just backtracking a little bit again, that was Aiden Grunenfelder's 49th win
of
the season.
That's amazing.
As he takes a championship at 120. Yeah.
Orloff and Grunenfelder, I tell you what, Those kids live on the mat.
Yes. Oh, in the weight room, too, I think.
Yes. Yes. That young Olaf kid, I tell you, he's got muscles where I just dreamed of having.
Well, absolutely.
Yep. He's a pretty impressive young man.
Muscles between the ears is what I always had, but that was about it.
Where was that at?
Oh, boy. Looks like the championship bout has been stopped because of some blood time. 12-1. I think our microphone may have just fallen or something. Made quite a crash anyway. Oh, yeah.
We can hear you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think we want to give that guy a microphone.
No, I think he just took ours.
Made a big boom in the
region. He was in the U.S. Navy, though, and thank you for serving, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Looks like the fifth place bout is the only one that is still going.
I don't know. We got blood time here, I believe.
Yeah, and the other mat, I didn't see. There are no wrestlers out there right now, so I thought they were introduced. There's a pin.
Well, it had two Royal kids, so I wonder if that's why they're not doing it.
Oh, that could be. Good point, Mr. Bray. All right. Looks like the pin for the Cashton Eagles. So they'll take fifth place there. Jacoby Milsna scores the pin over Brenton Ewing of Kickaboo Lafarge, and that came in 4 minutes. So Jacoby Milsna is the fifth place finisher. Championship bout continues, although it might not continue too much longer. It's a 12-1 lead for Brookwood. And now breaking away gives up the escape, and it'll be 13-1. They are trying to shoot takedowns. Shooting in now, getting the chance for a double leg, but now fighting him off is the Brookwood wrestler, Drew Powell. Powell wrestling defensively now and trying to score some near fall points with the leg.
He's
got a leg hold.
He just got I don't want to know if we're told him to wrestle. So
yeah, they are wrestling. And well, right now he's close to scoring the fall right now. The official's down looking at the shoulders.
Can they tell him that and then call a stall?
What's that?
I mean, because he was telling them to wrestle. I mean, is that telling him, hey, the next one's a stall? Or I mean, I don't know.
Possibly, but it looks like he got a tech foul out of this.
Oh, okay.
So when he had the combination in there, he goes for the pin. Otherwise, it stopped.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Because he scored more than 15 points. Looks like 19.
Was that 20? It was 20 up there.
Was it 20?
It was 20.
So it must have been 20-2, the final. Yeah. So, boy, Drew Powell looks good out there today.
Boy, he did.
For Brookwood, takes a championship at 138 pounds. Congratulations. And Sanders, Landon Sanders of DeSoto, finishes second. Again, fifth place for Jacoby Mills. Now, one of the Royal wrestlers takes third. And again, that match must not have taken place because there was no one on the mat.
Right.
We've got an Ithaca Western wrestler coming up. Look forward to bringing you the match. Derek Franzen is going for a title at 144 pounds. He'll be taking on Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca. So,
and I'll keep my eye on the fifth place match, Phil, because we have a young man, Mr. Brandt, Brayson Brandt from Ithaca Western, will be on the fifth place match. So I will keep my eye on that one.
A couple of Ithaca Western wrestlers in the same weight class. Not uncommon today. Try to get everybody as many matches as they can before next week. So Hank Bray will watch that one. Also on the other mat, it is Cale Koenig of River Ridge, Cassville, and he'll be taking on a Royal wrestler. Oh, these points for Royal are important.
Yes, they are.
As they try to catch DeSoto. Jet Bender is the opponent of Cale Koenig.
Andrew Hora is taking on Bryson Brandt from Ithaca, Grantham from Hillsboro.
All right. You'll watch that one. The championship bout is underway now. Franzen and Sprossy on their feet right now. Franzen looking for the takedown. He's had a great year, 29-11 coming into the championship bout. Looking for win number 30, which would be a big one. And now on the near side, they're close to going out of bounds. No points have been awarded. They're locked up head and shoulders on their knees, nearly out of bounds. On the Royal mat in the center, Franzen keeping his toes in bounds. Tries a combination. Now slipping around is Frosty. He's close to scoring some points right on the edge of the mat. And for Franzen, he's bracing himself with his arm, and he will give up the three, it looks like. Now Franzen comes back around in bounds. 1:10 remaining here in the period. And Franzen kind of getting out of position again to be scored on. Franzen turning around and trying to make the move, but he got caught again. Near arm, and then tying in the legs is Sprosty. Thomas is a junior, and Derek is a senior and a junior. Franzen is a junior, and Sprosty is a senior, I should say. Looks like they are called out of bounds, so back to the center of the mat, 3-0. What score do you have over on your mat there?
I have 7-0. Mr. Hora from Hillsboro right now. Andrew is in command.
So Derek Franzen riding here at 39 seconds remaining in the first period of action at the Royal Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. And there is a stoppage of action for a stalling warning. Stalling on Franzen. No, I checked that. It's on Sprossy, the green wrestler. And he is riding. So again, whistle sounds and they will go. Franzen immediately on the whistle, trying to scurry out of there. Trying to turn around, come around. He's kind of in an awkward position. The officials are watching that. Now grabbing the near wrist is Sprosty. Sprosty using the arm for a little leverage, trying to pull his opponent. And there's potentially dangerous. So stop the match with 13 remaining here in the first period. Back to the center of the mat at 144 pounds, championship bout. And there's a caution on green. And your match has come,
come to an end with a fall.
So it looks like Andrew Hora gets the win.
Yep, he does.
Grant of Ithaca Weston suffers the loss in the fifth place bout. 3-0.
3 minutes and 39 seconds for a fall.
Okay. So it looks like the first period comes to an end. 3-0 the score. in favor of Thomas Sprosty. They'll be on their feet here to start the second period.
I'm sure these two young men have battled all year.
I would think so.
Yes.
Yeah. Same conference. A lot of times they'll attend some of the same tournaments through the year. Continue sparring on their feet as the second period continues. Franzen trying to get something going here in this match. Goes down low, now broken apart again. They're going to lock up. Now shooting in is Sprosty aggressively, and there is Franzen kind of come around. Hey, he's going to get out of position. He's going to be taken down. Right near the North Crawford Seneca spot. You can hear them cheering with us. Right now it's a 6-0 lead for Sprosty over Franzen. Ithaca Weston fans over to our left, kind of in the corner there.
They have been very helpful for us today.
Yeah, good to talk to them. Looks like a 10-0 lead now, 4 near fall for Sprosty. Franzen in the down position, trying to ride it out here. Now trying to come around. He's got close to a reversal. And there it is. He's on the board. Nice shot for Derek Franzen. Makes it 10-2. And he's close to scoring some near fall. If he can turn around there, Hank, he's got a chance.
Got it.
Oh, he's on top of his opponent. Franzen comes around. He's got Sprosty on his shoulders. Right now, scoring near fall points. It's a kind of an awkward spot, and Sprosty is going to try to slip out of there. Boy,
scored four more right there.
Franzen had him there for just a brief second, and Sprosty able to come out now. So the points will be awarded here in just a moment. Make that a 10-6 match. There it is. 20 seconds remaining in the second period. Sprosty and Franzen with an exciting championship bout at 144 pounds. Coming around, getting the near arm, and there is Franzen. Franzen is on a mad dash to come back in this one. We're down to the final 3-2-1 in the second period. And no more points awarded at the end of the period. So 10-6, Sprosty in the lead. Our third place bout, I think, has ended. I didn't catch the end of that.
Didn't either. I was too worried.
This match is.
I got involved with what you were talking about.
This one's too hard to take your eyes off.
I think everybody in the building's watching this one.
It's a good one. 10-6. They start. It is Sprosty in the down position and Franzen in the upriding here in the referee's position. And for Franzen, trying to come around, but Sprosty's got a lock on the knee. And they'll break apart again. So sliding up to the shoulders is Franzen. Franzen trying to get back into it. But the new wrestling scoring this year, four points are a lot easier. Bigger swings than there used to be. Derek continues to ride here, slides down to the waist, now up to the shoulders, around either initially complete a half but could not, and we're going to have a stalling warning on red. Again, Franzen, the riding wrestler. So both wrestlers have been warned here. 1:17 remaining in the third period. 10-6 in favor of Thomas Sprosty of North Crawford Seneca. The down position tries to roll through, and Franzen holds him at bay. Franzen on the near side. Grabs a hold of that far wrist. Now he's trying to use it for leverage. Derek Franzen trying to turn Sprosty. Sprosty again gets back to the front side and a lot of leverage. Something's got to give here. Sprosty trying to hold his own. Down to 55 seconds remaining in the match. 10-6. Franzen trailing in this match. Grabbing a hold of the knee is Sprosty. Will not let go. Wrestling defensively here. And that's not allowing Franzen to do much. Near side now grabs the far shoulder and rolls through, kicks that knee out. Now he's got a chance, Hank, to maybe score some near fall.
Oh, he had a chance.
Now he rolls through. Sprosty on his front side with 27 seconds remaining. 10-6. Thomas Sprosty trying to hang on for a Scenic Ridge and Rivers championship. Derek Franzen going all out now. Rolls in, now going for the half. 14 seconds. Sprosty breaks away again, now sits out, tries to come around. We're down to 8 seconds. Franzen near side, grabs the near shoulder, and I think he's going to run out of time. That's going to do it. The win goes to Thomas Sprosty in a hard-fought 10-6 victory at 144 pounds. Boys will shake hands an enjoyable match to watch. Frosty is the champion, Franz and the runner-up. We'll have more from Scenic Ridge and Rivers coming up in a moment on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Order early for the best selection. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Welcome back to Royal High School this afternoon, the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. A couple of finals. The third place bout at 138 was won by Royal. Royal adding to its team total. Hunter Samish gets the win. And then at 144, it was a victory for Cale Koenig of Riveridge Cassville in the third place bout over Jet Bender of Royal. Also at 150 pounds, we have just witnessed a River Ridge victory, it looks like. It is Lane Marshall getting the pin for his team at 150 pounds. And at the 150-pound bout, this one started with Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston and Garrett Dragan of Royal. And Bennett, as he made the move, kind of put Dragan down to the mat, maybe a little bit hard in there, stopped the match for a second.
So trainers out there.
Trainers out. Looks like the match will continue, so a delay. The fifth-place bout is not going to happen. There will not be a fifth-place bout. Kickaboo Lafarge will take that bout. Riley Frederick of Kickaboo Lafarge at 150 pounds takes fifth place. All right. We are off and running. It's a 1-0 lead for Dragan after that initial move.
And the boys, Dragan ahead there?
Well, that's what it shows on the board anyway. So they're going to go out of bounds and back to the center of the mat. Again, Ashton Bennett with a fall earlier of 42 seconds over his opponent, Lane Marshall of River Ridge Cassville. They are locked up, head and shoulders, and there's a nice throw as he's able to throw him, Dragan down on his shoulders briefly, and now Ashton Bennett steps over, and there's the pin. Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston comes out and takes care of business.
He meant business, didn't he? My goodness.
42 seconds. Ashton Bennett gets the win for Ithaca Weston and takes a championship at 150 pounds. Boy, he came out.
That's a specimen, isn't
he? Yeah, he is.
My goodness.
He gets the win. And again, it'll be Marshall from River Ridge Cassville taking third place. And Frederick of Kickaboo Lafarge takes fifth place at 150 pounds. Still to go. We'll see some championship bouts. The likes of Nolan Walder at 165 going for a title against Peyton Krager of DeSoto. That to watch today for us, Deacon McDonough of Ithaca West. It'll go for third at 175. Also at 190, Caden Coleman goes for a championship against Keegan Colden of DeSoto. So we look forward to that one at 190, as we mentioned, and then at 215 pounds, Ryan McCoyack continues his good season. He'll be going for a title. And then at 285, it'll be Bennett Calder of Kickable Lafarge against Braden Peterson of DeSoto for the title bout. Those are among some of the highlights still to go here at Scenic Ridge and Rivers.
Team standingsville, Royal Wine Walk has ends closer. Now they're within 5 points of DeSoto.
Ooh.
181 to 176.
So this one right in front of us, Hank, is really
huge.
Important as
yep.
They're going head-to-head.
Yep.
Turner Calhoun of Royal going for a title against Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto. 29 wins for Baldwin. Calhoun with 19 wins coming in. And on the other mat, it is Dylan Emmersbach of Kickapoo Lafarge, and he is wrestling Will Dasher of Pecatonica Argyle. Coming in for the initial takedown is the DeSoto wrestler, Baldwin, and he had Calhoun on his shoulders just for a moment, long enough to get Linear Fall up to 6-0 now.
It should be 6-3 right now.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. DeSoto riding right
Maybe
now.
Not.
Baldwin, the DeSoto wrestler. On the downside, Calhoun of Royal. Grabs the near arm, trying to use some leverage. Now works in a half. Again, the DeSoto wrestler trying to win one for the team. DeSoto has not won one for a long time. And stepping inside. Oh, there again. Calhoun was on his shoulders looking at the lights. And he is able to somehow miraculously get out of there again. So there are three. That makes it 9-0. Again, Baldwin in the lead. Calhoun steps up, grabs the knee, and he's got a chance to maybe score, but they go out of bounds right into the lap of the coach.
You know what I'm looking at? He's holding up the three for green, and I'm looking at Royal has the green on.
Oh, okay. I did not witness that.
See, that's what I'm looking at.
9-1. I'm colorblind, so it doesn't matter. Not as bad as Adam Hess, but a little bit. 9-1 the score.
Adam Hess is struggling with his cold.
Yeah.
And he can't see very well.
He gave it to all of us.
You know,
and we're all getting old.
He sounds like a basketball official.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if he has wind to blow the whistle, though. Wrestling starts again. Very active match here at 157 pounds. We knew it would be. It is a 9-1 lead for Royals. Turner Calhoun trying to come back against Baldwin. It's going to be pretty tough here, but we witnessed today, we've seen some big comebacks. Baldwin back to the center of the mat. They're going head-to-head. I think both sets of fans know the importance of this one.
Yes.
Not only for a championship, but chance to score a few more points than the other team. Second period is underway. And Calhoun trying. Now they're going to break apart. Almost wound up again with Baldwin on top. Now he's going to try a throw. Double leg now right to his back is Calhoun, and he'll be taking down three more points for Baldwin, so it makes it 12-1, and the DeSoto wrestler on top here. Trying the near side arm, really trying to turn him. Boy, Baldwin he's a difficult wrestler.
Very, very difficult.
Wow. Difficult to face.
Going to be a tough out.
Definitely will. Regionals next week. DeSoto will be involved in that. Got a chance to score some points there. Maybe go to team sectional this year. Right now, slides to the waist as Baldwin. Standing up as Calhoun. They break apart. There's a 1 point awarded for the escape. That makes it a 10-point match. 12-2 with 57 seconds remaining here in the second period of action. Trying a throw along the edge of the mat is the DeSoto wrestler. Oh, he comes out kind of in the wrong spot. Gives up three. So that'll make it 12-5 as Calhoun is coming back now. Calhoun's got an arm. He's got leverage. He turns his DeSoto wrestler, again, trailing 12-5, and the DeSoto wrestler comes out around and on top. So add a three to make it 12-8, and then for the reversal, add two. It is 14-8, Baldwin of DeSoto. My goodness. lots of scoring. You know, and both wrestlers have been looking at the lights briefly here in this match.
They have.
So Baldwin from DeSoto in the lead. We've got 10 seconds remaining in the second period of action. Close to going out of bounds, although he's scoring points at out of bounds line. Not like he got a pin with 1 second remaining in the period. 1 second remaining, and Baldwin of DeSoto scores the pin. That was a very active match, wasn't it?
That was a good match.
Trenton Baldwin. DeSoto takes the championship at 157 pounds. Calhoun Royal finishes second.
Right now, Phil, I think we have an Ithaca Western.
I think we will. Yep. We're going to check on that. We're going to check on the third place bout at 157 as well, which just
157 or 150?
157 just ended. So we'll check on that as well as we lead toward a match between Nolan Walter, Ithaca Weston, and Peyton Krager of DeSoto. It'll be a tough one to follow there, too. A couple of active wrestlers. We see looks like Walter will have the light blue Jackrabbit.
Love that uniform.
Singlet. Does look like Wisconsin Dells. In fact, if Wisconsin Dells were at this tournament, you might mistake them.
Yes. At first, I didn't know who they were, and I saw the Jackrabbit on the back.
Right.
You advised me. So are they the Jackrabbits then?
You know, I've never heard, to be honest, if that's official. But it's on their singlet, so maybe it is. I don't know. The co-op nickname? And, of course, they're going to be co-op in other sports, too, so I don't know if that holds for other sports or not. Or maybe it's just...
But I like the Jackrabbits.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I shouldn't, you know, offend anybody or anything,
no,
right?
It's awesome.
It's an animal, right? Elusive animal.
Very.
Championship.
Kind of like Bigfoot, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Championship bout underway, and right now both boys locked up. Krager and Walter here at 165 pounds.
That'd be is that North Dakota State Jackrabbits? Is that right? Or South Dakota State?
I think it's South.
Yeah.
Boys break apart. Potentially dangerous. Now back to the center of the mat. They are on their feet right now. Sparring, Walder and Krager. Again, Krager is senior. Walder is senior. Walder with 32 wins. Krager with 34 wins.
A lot of experience on that mat right now.
Uh-oh, now it looks like Walder out of position as he shoots for the takedown, and he's going to be taken down himself. So he gives up three, and that'll make it a 3-2 bout here early on. Standing up right away is Walder, trying to break those hands apart and score the escape. They're on their feet, and trying to break free is Walder, then turning around. A little bit too much angle on the knee. The match is stopped for potentially dangerous. 3-2 bout.
I was reading early on in the season about being more cautious with these potentially dangerous things. And all else fails, call it potential dangerous.
Oh, sure.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a 4-2 lead. That escape is awarded. Now Walder comes out around and scores the three for takedown. I think he might have had the points on the wrong side for a little bit, but he's up now 7-2. So Nolan Walder adds three to his total and looking for more. Trying a cradle for the near side. He has the arm around the left knee, then an arm around the head, trying to work in a cradle. And Krager, a tough one to come around with. As they spar here, the third place bout has come to an end.
It looks Royal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, look at your name right here for that. Royal Bender has won, and his name is Jackson Bender, senior. He's now 20-4, takes third place over Simerson from River Ridge, Catsville, Emery Simerson.
6-0 the final in that match for third place, looks like. So congratulations to Bender. This match is going to be stopped for a little bit of blood time,
it looks like,
after the second period. So they'll go back to their respective corners. 7-2. It is Nolan Walder in the lead here for Ithaca Weston.
157 final in the third place game. It is Dreschler. Will Dashler.
Uh-huh.
He won in a fall in 2 minutes and 13 seconds over Hammersbach from Kickapoo Lafarge. Dylan Hammersbach.
All right.
So,
I think that completes that bracket for you. Is that right?
That does, yes.
And then Bye actually won one in the fifth place. So Bye
did, okay.
So they actually reached the fifth place game and won.
I think there have been some wrestlers named Bye over the years, to be sure. And I'm guessing Bill Twining would know that for a fact.
But they're all over. They've played a lot of matches today, Bye has. So.
Yeah, they played a few matches, is right. Championship bout continues on some blood time right now before the second period will get underway. So they'll break apart. Coaches Kelly and Clary back to their chair. Not the same chair, chairs.
Chairs, yes.
Match is underway here, and Walter is in the down position of the referee's position. He's going to stand up, get a skate. Nice job, gets out of there, faces his opponent now, takes an 8-2 lead. Nolan Walter, very strong wrestler for Ithaca Weston.
He's got a very strong upper body, doesn't he?
He does, trying to use some of that right now as he locks chest to chest with Peyton Krager. They break apart again. Krager grabs an ear wrist. The boys right now at 165 during the side of the mat. Close to going out of bounds a little bit ago. We've had some blood time in this one, but otherwise it's been pretty fun match to watch. Moving right along that first period with an 8-2 lead. A 7-2 after the first, I guess. He's added a point here. And Waldner trying for more. And there is a 1 point awarded here. And that is going to go on the side of Krager.
May I ask, why was that? Was that a stall?
I think it was
a legal hand.
I think maybe to the eye. That was kind of the thing that they pointed at. It's going to be a 5-point swing, though. It looks like right away getting the takedown is Waldner, and he adds to it. Makes it 11-3. 11-3, so adds three more to the total with 45 seconds remaining in this second period. Waldner trying to move through. Krager with a good lock hold on that knee on the far side. And Waldner kind of right now stuck trying to get that leg out, trying to move to the upper body, and they're kind of in a tough position. We'll see if they potentially call a stalemate here.
Got to be getting close. Yep.
And there is a warning for stalling. So they have warned Green. That would be Waldner.
Yeah.
Again,
they warned him, didn't they?
Quite a bit, yeah. This year, warned if you're riding and in their mind don't feel like you're doing enough or whatever the case might be. Initially comes out of here with 8 seconds remaining in the period. Stands up, brings his opponent back to the mat. Using some leverage is Krager, but nothing more here at the end of the second period. 11-3, Elvin Waldner in the lead. I want to thank all of our sponsors of high school postseason wrestling.
Oh, yes. Yes. Dairyland Transportation, Zelenic Plumbing and, Plumbing and Heating, Chep's Feed and Sea, Jones, Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace, Napa Auto Parts and Trucks, Advanced Pumping Well, and we'll continue with this later on. And
third period underway now. Waldner riding. Krager standing up. Waldner had a hold of the knee, and it breaks him down. Krager is a little bit taller than Nolan.
So it's actually, you know, it's been a pretty good match. It's just, you know, and I know the score is 11-3, but.
Well, the experience both these guys have,
oh,
too.
My goodness.
So 1 point escape for Krager. They shoot takedowns. A minute 29 remaining for Peyton Krager. That's got to be his hope here at this point, to try and score something from the feet and get something going for the near fall variety. Try to add some along the way. And Waldner, tough guy to take down. He's got a good base, good balance right now. As both boys use some pressure, they are working it, and it's going to be Waldner going in low, nothing. Krager steps out and steps back in. And doing a lot of wrestling upper body right now. Waldner trying to throw, and slipping out of it is Krager. Now Krager shoots in for a double leg. Slides down to the knee. There's no points awarded yet. 45 seconds remaining. 11-4, Nolan Waldner in the lead for the championship at 165 pounds. Krager riding the knee. Waldner They're side to side right now. Boy, a lot of leverage there.
Oh, I tell you what.
Side to side. And there is Traeger coming in, and he scores three. Tightens it up. 11-7. Waldner in the lead by four with 20 seconds. Traeger riding. Moves up the shoulders, now moves up to the head. He's got to do something drastic here in the final 15 seconds. Grabs the far arm, tries to turn him. Of course, and they're going to say there's too much leverage on the neck of Waldner there, so they'll break apart with 7 seconds remaining.
And there's our whack a refs back this year, you know. I always miss those.
Whack a ref.
Whack a ref.
They're out to whack here in the last 7 seconds here at the buzzer. Here goes the whistle, and they're starting again. Traeger in the up position, trying hard to get something going, but runs out of time. And Nolan Walter is the champion for Ithaca Weston. 11-7, the final score at 165 pounds. That was a hard-fought battle.
Was.
Both boys know they were in a battle here at 165.
DeSoto's up in team now, 187 to 176.
We'll keep an eye on that. I think it's going to be a close finish here. And we'll be back with more a little bit later on from Royal. It's conference tournament Saturday from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Welcome back to Royal High School. We were going to be bringing you the 175-pound bout, but it is over. Seth Greeno, DeSoto with a 24-second pin over Emerson Murray of Royal. So Greeno is the champion at 175 pounds. And, Henry, that helps DeSoto's.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, instantly.
And they're going head-to-head again. So
yeah.
that was a quick win there.
We have a 175-pound in the third place round down there. It's is it McDowell?
McDonough
against Webster from DeSoto. So McDonough from Ithaca Weston, Deacon McDonough.
Mm-hmm. Match is underway.
I'll let you take over now.
Second period, all right. So it looks like a one-point escape for the wrestler from Ithaca Weston. They'll break apart. Again, going for third place. There is not a fifth place out at 175 pounds.
But I won that.
Yep, one of those weight classes where this wasn't a lot of competition. So it's interesting the weights that were, like the next weight class at 190 was one of the busiest.
Yes.
Yep. This day. Shooting in is going to be McDonough. Comes up a little bit out of position there. And Webster close to turning him, and he will. He'll get in there for the takedown to add three. So it's 4-0 right now in favor of Lakota Webster. For DeSoto, again, DeSoto with two
reversals
weight class. So, yeah, two-point reversal for McDonough. DeSoto with two wrestlers in this weight class. Chance to score more points at one weight class, huh?
Yeah,
to help the score. McDonough working through the shoulders on the far side. DeSoto's wrestler maybe a little bit taller. McDonough trying his best to try and get something going here as the first period starts to wind down. Right near the coach's chair here on the out-of-bounds line. McDonough riding and Webster on the downside trying to force his way up and out of there. Now standing up, both boys are there. I don't think there's any escape awarded yet. They turn around and face each other. There it is, the one-point escape. Makes it a 5-2 lead. And they'll break apart. 5-2 in favor of McDonough. You've got a final of 165 as well.
Yeah, 150, yeah. I got a final. Let's see here. I'm writing it down here for you. 125. Udaloven from River Ridge, Cassville beats Bird from New Lisbon and a fall in 1 minute and 25 seconds for fifth place, Phil.
All right. Thank you. Got to fill in our programs there.
Yeah, I am as I go.
Best we can. Appreciate that. So in the down position is McDonough of Ithaca Weston. Stands up and tries to get out of there. Works his way around. Trying to sit out now. Being held at bay and now grabs the neck of his opponent, Webster. And there will be some reversal points.